From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. In Aniak, one person is dead and another wounded in what appears to have been a violent crime spree. At about 2 in the morning on Sunday, residents of a quiet residential neighborhood awoke to a flurry of rifle shots. Joseph Yaska, age 29, is accused of shooting a family member twice in a domestic violence incident and then walking through Aniak, shooting at other people and buildings he saw nearby.
He definitely terrorized the people in that neighborhood. I mean, everyone was very scared and taking cover and doing whatever they can to stay safe.
State Trooper Nicholas Hayes works with Bethel's Violent Offenders Unit and is one of the officers investigating the incident. In addition to shooting his family member, Yaska is accused of shooting and killing a man in a nearby truck. He then allegedly assaulted a series of other Aniak residents. An Aniak-based trooper tried to evacuate the neighborhood where the shooting was going on and then apprehended Yaska himself. Yaska was intoxicated at the time of his arrest. Both Bethel's Violent Offenders Unit and the Alaska Bureau of Investigation are still interviewing witnesses and processing the crime scene. According to Hayes, they expect the family member Yaska is accused of shooting to survive. Troopers will release the name of the man who died as soon as his family is notified. Yaska is charged with murder in the first degree, attempted murder in the first degree, misconduct involving a weapon in the second degree, and three counts of assault three, also known as assault with a firearm. He's also charged with assault in the fourth degree or recklessly injuring another person. Yaska was arraigned in Aniak today. The director of the Alaska Division of Insurance, Lori Wing Heyer, will be one of the officials who will present to the U.S. Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports the committee will hold health care hearings next week, beginning with testimony from health care directors and commissioners from several states. The other four presenters are from Tennessee, Washington, Pennsylvania, and Oklahoma. Committee Chairman Lamar Alexander and Ranking Member Patty Murray announced earlier this month the committee would hold a series of hearings in September on stabilizing premiums in the individual insurance markets. Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says Alaska has one of the highest costs for health care. She says lowering these costs for Alaska and other states is an important goal of hers. Investigators are weighing icy conditions and heavy crab pots as they probe what caused a Seattle-based crab boat with six people aboard to sink in the Bering Sea. U.S. Coast Guard Marine Board heard testimony from more than 30 people this month in Seattle as it determines a probable cause of the February 11th sinking. And taking a look at weather, it's 56 degrees and overcast right now at Juneau International Airport. Weather this afternoon, rain likely after 1 p.m., cloudy with a high near 56. Tonight, rain likely mainly before 7 p.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy.